This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, as Adam was saying, a whole lot of work to be done in Ferguson. Rebuilding trust between citizens and law enforcement, yes, but rebuilding businesses and the economy, too. And that's one of the questions, right? One of the long-term questions. How will Ferguson's economy be affected, not just now during the holiday season, but a year from now, or 5 or even 10 years from now? Marketplace's David Weinberg has this look at the economic after effects of the much bigger urban riots in this country 50 years ago. Here's David.
It's just after sunrise in a park in south central Los Angeles when I meet Fred Tarvin. He works as a security guard at the Watts Towers, an otherworldly sculpture made of ornate spires nearly 100 feet high.
My thoughts when I first saw the towers as being a young man fresh out the service, I thought it was just a piece of junk.
Today, Tarvin, who grew up around here, has a different opinion. He calls these spires a mighty work. But most people familiar with the name Watts know it not because of these towers, but because of riots that burned much of the area nearly 50 years ago.
A lot of people didn't want to come over here because they figured that Watts is just bad because it got a bad name.
Watts struggled to recover economically after the riots, and it wasn't alone. Severe rioting erupted in poor black neighborhoods in Newark, Washington, D.C., Detroit, and other cities in the 1960s. Two economic historians, William Collins and Robert Margot, studied owner-occupied housing to see how much of those cities' economic declines could be attributed specifically to riots.
This severe riot group, depending on how we look at it, property values in these areas fall by about 10%. Relative to where we think they would have been in the absence of a riot, or in comparison to places that had much less severe, much less severe riots or no riots.
Collins says property owned by blacks saw values drop by as much as 15%. But what was most surprising was that these losses lasted through the 20 years they studied. Some cities still haven't recovered.
And a question that's especially relevant in the wake of an event like a riot is, does the place bounce back quickly from this? And if it doesn't bounce back quickly, why not?
The reasons are complex. Many of these neighborhoods were poor before the riots, and each place has its own circumstances. But there are common experiences after a riot. Insurance rates go up, cities tend to spend more on police and fire protection, and people who can afford to move away often do.
So if your tax base is being diminished at the same time that you're increasing demands for police and fire and things, this is the sort of stuff that investors might think of as potentially weakening the fiscal position of cities.
This makes it harder to raise money for revitalization projects. It's harder to attract businesses and developers, and news coverage can paint a negative picture of a place. The 60s riots were dramatic and catastrophic, says Collins co-author Robert Margot.
The events in Ferguson don't rise to the same level of severity that we saw in the 1960s. So that would lead you to suspect that they wouldn't have any long-run effect.
On the other hand, says Margot, the riots of the 60s lasted only days, whereas the unrest in Ferguson has gone on for months. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.